Live from London, it's the Rural Intelligence Report. We've got Mark Williams live in London today. The Rural Intelligence Report, of course, here on Robinhood Radio. You can find Rural Intelligence at ruralintelligence.com. It's the one-stop to go to find out what's going on, what's coming up, and what's been going on in our area. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Prince Mark. Mark, how are you doing this morning?
No, just call me sir. Great to speak, Marshall, and good afternoon to all our London listeners, and good morning to all our American listeners. great to be with you. And in fact, it's a busy weekend this weekend because we've got all sorts of Passover activities and Easter activities and all that type of thing. But we're looking forward to a week where things start to get going for April.
And we will start off on April 5th, and we'll start off in Washington, not the Washington, D.C., but in Connecticut, the gun library.
Well, I'm sure there's still time to the NRA is a big supporter of the gun library in Washington. I'm just joking. The gun library really have got some tremendous speakers over the next few months. And this Thursday, April the 5th, they've got the New York Times bestseller, Amy Bloom, coming. And she, by the way, a lot of people will know her because she's had some real bestsellers. There's Away, Come to Me, there's The Paris Wife, and The Swans of Fifth Avenue. And she's just published a new and her first historical novel, which is called White Houses. And she's going to be at the Gun Library talking about it. Obviously, she'll sign copies as well. It's a really interesting concept. It's a sort of, she's imagined what it might have been to be there in the real romance between Eleanor Roosevelt and the journalist Lorena Hitchcock. And apparently, Lorena Hitchcock met Eleanor Roosevelt in real life in 1932, when she was reporting on the Franklin Roosevelt presidential campaign at that time. And probably she was the most prominent woman reporter in America then. Anyway, she developed a relationship with the First Lady, Eleanor Roosevelt, at that stage. It developed into a powerful passion and a lasting love affair, and a life, I guess, that Lorena Hitchcock would never have anticipated. She moved into the White House. This is all factual stuff. So, but what Amy Bloom has done is imagining what it would have been like for her to become the first friend. She was known as the first friend. It's pretty much an open secret, as, of course, was FDR's own lovers in his own right. She actually took a job in FDR's administration, and she got to know him as well as Eleanor, because he was sort of, in some senses, a sort of a rival as well as a friend. Anyway, absolutely fascinating story. She's reimagined it and put it into a historical novel. It sounds absolutely fascinating. And she will be at the Gun Library at 6 p.m. on Thursday, April the 5th, down there in Washington. So something definitely to watch out for.
April 6th is a big date. I will go April 6th through April 15th. First of all, The Lion in Winter.
Yeah, we've got these great sort of theaters locally in the area. We'll talk about one, this one now, and then another one later. But in Rhinebeck, the Center for Performing Arts at Rhinebeck is starting off a theater presentation of The Lion in Winter, which is a really great play. A lot of our listeners, I'm sure, will have seen the film. It's all about King Henry II. It's all about the fact that he invited his wife and three sons down to spend a holiday with him in Chinon, in the Loire Valley in France. Henry wants his kingdom to stay united after his death, but of course all three sons want to rule. Henry favors the youngest. Eleanor, his wife, favors the eldest. And if you go to the play, you'll find out who wins, who loses. And who survives, most importantly, who survives Christmas, I guess, in Chinon. So definitely it's a great play. Check out the times on the website. As I say, it starts on April the 6th, but runs through April the 15th down there at the Performing Arts Center in Rhinebeck. Just as a separate thing, if you ever get slightly further away from the Robin Hood and rural intelligence areas, but you ever get a chance to visit Chinon in the Loire Valley, it's absolutely full of these great castles in which you can imagine this royal drama being played out. It is, and you get the sort of sense of the drama and the power of these historic monarchs. So absolutely fascinating. Anyway, it's a great play, The Lion in Winter, starting on April the 6th.
Also, April 6th in Red Hook at Bard College.
Well, actually, we've got a couple of concerts on April the 6th. One, you can go Irish or you can go Kinks. So in Red Hook at Bard College, as you say, they are hosting Liam O'Manley, and I'm sure that's not the way you pronounce it, but I can't do Irish pronunciations, can't do many pronunciations. Anyway, he is a founding member of the Irish band, the Hot House Flowers. And if you're a fan of Irish music, it's going to be a treat because he is one of Ireland's best loved musicians. But the great thing is that he's going to perform in collaboration with Deirdre Lowry's American Irish Dance Company, which is really well known. It's called Solas and Lay. So they're going to be in Bard College on April the 6th, and that starts at 7:30. But over in Norfolk at Infinity Hall on the same evening, they're going to be hosting Dave Davis, the founding member of the Kinks, and his band. And they are going to be playing a whole lot of new material as well as a whole lot of the classics like, you know, You Really Got Me, All of the Day and All of the Night, Come Dancing, all those sort of classics that I remember from when I was growing up. So two great concerts, either in Bard College on the Irish front or Infinity Hall in Norfolk on the Kinks side. It's actually in Norfolk at Infinity Hall. It starts at 8 o'clock in the evenings. But you have, check out the website, buy your tickets in advance because you're going to probably need to.
We'll head to the Berkshires on the 7th. Viva la femme!
Yeah, we don't actually, I included this because, in fact, actually, we don't talk, Marshall, about so many of the visual arts shows that are on in the area. But, in fact, actually, on Rural Intelligence, we list as many of them as we can in our Rural Intelligence calendar in the art section. So go to the website if you want to find out what shows are on at the moment throughout the area. And then I suddenly thought, well, going into the summer, there are going to be a lot of shows on, visual art shows on. We should mention more of them. And in that spirit, I thought I'd better mention that starting on Saturday, April the 7th, and then running through May the 31st, in Great Barrington, in this lovely little gallery, which is called L'Atelier Berkshires. And just to give you an idea, it's situated opposite Ward's Nursery, just as you go south of Great Barrington on Route 7. Anyway, they're having a show called Viva la Femme, celebrating women and the arts. I'm sure there'll be some great pictures there to look, check out. And it's worthwhile saying that L'Atelier was started last year by a glass sculptor called Natalie Tyler. And she really, the glass sculptures she does are really very special, really worthwhile going to check out. So if you get a chance in the next couple of weeks, actually running through May the 31st, do try and visit L'Atelier Berkshires for Viva la Femme. Definitely worthwhile. And it's in a little jewel of a gallery, so definitely worthwhile just seeing that as well.
On April 7th, Hudson Valley Variety Cheese Making.
Yeah, well, I snuck this one in because I think this is a really interesting class, but also Brent Zimmerman, who's taking it, is also interesting to me for other reasons, and I'll come to that in a second. So on Saturday, April the 7th, as you say, in Hudson at Valley Variety at 9:30 in the morning, you have to get up, They are looking to have what's looking to be a great class in cheese making with Brent Zimmerman. He is going to show people how to make Italian style cow's milk cheese and also ricotta. And it's worth knowing that Brent is really a master cheesemaker. He started in the 1990s in Tuscany. He bought his first farm, apparently in 1991, with his partner Alessandro, and they made a whole series of artisanal cheeses. They both came back to the U.S. in 2014, and they continue to make cheeses at Lime Kiln Farm in West Coxsackie in New York. And the whole thing is that the milk is from free roaming pastured cows and goats. And the reason I mentioned Brent, and of course you'll know by now, is that I'm a goat owner. He is also a well-known to goat owners because he wrote a book about raising goats called Get Your Goat. And so he's well-known on that front as well. And so anyway, I'm sure it will be an absolutely fascinating cheesemaking class. I suspect it's much easier than we think and quite simple. But he will be there starting at 9:30 Valley Variety on Saturday, April the 7th.
Also on April 7th, Hudson, our new energy fair.
Yes. Now, I had to mention this week because it's a really interesting new start. Now, and it's also, by the way, it's one of the big stories in rural intelligence this week. Basilica Hudson really are coming forward and looking at really interesting new ideas and fairs and whatever it is. And they're starting this new fair called Our New Energy Fair. They're calling it One after the initials. It's a new community event, and it's designed to connect local sustainability organizations with residents. The mission is pretty simple. What they want to do is equip local residents with affordable tools for environmentally sustainable living. So it's a bit like one of those old style home shows. There are going to be a whole broad range of local environmental organizations participating. They will all have representatives at Basilica Hudson. So there will be representatives from the Catskill Mountain Keeping, from Hudson Solar, Riverkeeper, Seeding Sovereignty, New Yorkers for Clean Power, the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater will be there, Citizens, Advocates for Sustainable Energy, a whole series of others. So you will be an opportunity to go along, find out what you can do, how you can change your lifestyle, maybe install new energy into your house, etc., in an affordable way. One particularly nice thing I spotted was that Bread Alone, the Chatham Bakery, will be there, and they're going to be offering a whole lot of bread baked in a solar-powered oven, so there'll be a chance to nibble on things as well. It sounds like a really interesting one-day affair. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and finishes about 5 o'clock in the evening. So definitely worthwhile checking it out. It's the first year. I have a funny feeling that if it's successful, this is going to be continuing over the next few years.
And that's being held where?
Oh, sorry. It's in Hudson at Basilica Hudson.
All right. Now on April the 7th, also this is going on, and this is, I think, the second or third year, the Think Food Conference in Great Barrington.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It is the second or third year. It started in 2014, if my memory serves me correctly. And in fact, it almost connects with what's going on at Basilica Hudson on the same day. But it's in Great Barrington at Bard College at Simon's Rock. They're going to be hosting the Think Food Conference. So it started in 2014. This year, the topic is the future of farming and how to democratize the food system. So there are going to be talks, presentations, roundtable discussions with local restaurateurs, a lot of these people that you will know, so you have to go to their website to check out all the details. Again, it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, as I say, at Bard College at Simon's Rock, and runs through 5 o'clock in the evening. So if you're interested in sustainability, in making your life, finding local organizations that you can ally with. You can either go, as I say, to Basilica Hudson on that Saturday, April the 8th, or Great Barrington if you're particularly interested in the food side. So, as I say, both start at 10 o'clock in the morning.
In Wasaic on April 7th, the Wasaic Project at Max and Mills.
Yeah, this is slightly further south, as you know, and they're going to be busy on the 7th because their Max and Mills building is going to be opened up for an e-textile spring break social, and then later in the afternoon there's going to be a seed swap. So it's really impressive. They're going to have a series of talks, informal discussions and workshops, plus also, by the way, an exhibition of camper work if you are interested in e-textile works. So e-textiles are really at the intersection of technology and craft working and textiles. And if you're involved in any of those things, so particularly textiles, then this is definitely something for you. It runs from 1 o'clock in the afternoon at their Max and Mill in downtown Wasaic, runs till 6 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they're going to have their inaugural seed exchange, when people are encouraged and everyone local is encouraged to bring any and all seeds that you're willing to swap for other varieties. They've said they want to encourage this, so they're providing packets so you can take your new seeds home in. They really want to sort of encourage this whole development of locavore food, etc. So bringing seeds of heritage vegetables of one sort or another was also really encouraged. So if you don't, by the way, if you don't have seeds to share, don't fret. Join them anyway. I think they're really pleased to have you along. So that's the Wasaic Project, both events at the Wasaic Project on April the 7th. As I say, the e-textile spring break social starts at 1 o'clock, and then the seed swap starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
On April 7th, we'll continue in Millerton. The movie house has a screening of a great documentary called The Gardener.
Yeah, this is a really interesting documentary. Apparently, by the way, The Gardener is absolutely visually stunning. It's a reflection on the meaning of gardening, and it features the gardener and horticulturalist called Frank Cabot, who's actually died relatively recently. Anyway, Cabot, a lot of people may not know Frank Cabot, but they know his organization. He was one of the founders of the non-profit business company, the Garden Conservancy. And it's an opportunity for him to sort of recount his personal quest for perfection in his 20-acre English-style garden, which is strangely, because it's an English-style garden, called Le Quatre Vents, the Four Winds, which is actually just outside Charlevoix, near Quebec City. Anyway, he has built the Garden Conservancy, so it's really well known. But after the film, we actually have our local garden design legend, Bunny Williams, and she's going to be there to introduce Gregory Long to people who see the film. He's the president of the New York Botanical Gardens. He used to be a colleague and friend of Frank Cabot, so he knows, he can really talk about the whole background to this thing. So it's really interesting. And it's classic that the movie house would have sort of an event like this on. Anyway, it starts at 7 o'clock in the evening on Saturday, April the 7th at the movie house in Millerton. I'm sure you're going to have to book tickets in advance on their website. So do go through to their website to do that.
We'll go to Ghent on April 7th, the Ghent Playhouse.
Well, we mentioned local playhouses being significant. The Ghent Playhouse is going to have its annual benefit, and they're celebrating their 43rd season on Saturday, April 7th. They're going to have a staged reading of D.L. Coburn's The Gin Game. I don't know The Gin Game, so it'd be fascinating to go. It starts at 8 o'clock in the evening, and obviously it's a big fundraiser for the Ghent Playhouse, so definitely worthwhile attending and supporting that. That's Saturday, April 7th, 8 o'clock in the evening.
On April 8th, it's back, and it's at the Hotchkiss School. It's at the Tri-State Mini Maker Fair.
Yeah, this is the third one. You mentioned it's back, and it's the third annual Mini Maker Fair at the Hotchkiss School in Salisbury. And it's for the whole, starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday, April the 8th, and runs through 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's really a showcase for the creative makers from all around Northwest Connecticut and the tri-state area. And it's been a real success. So if you want to go and see all sorts of interesting things, or you actually want to get involved yourself, I'm sure they'd be interested if you were taking things along. I know that last year Raven Bane's Firecraft were there, and it was considered to be absolutely amazing. They had a performance there which was just tremendous, and they're going to be back, and apparently they've extended the time that they're going to be putting their performance on. The lovely thing is that admission is free. They do encourage people to register in advance, by the way, on their Eventbrite page. You can get there via Rural Intelligence. And if you do register in advance, you're eligible for a door prize drawing. So quite interesting. So as I said, it starts at the Hotchkiss School at 10 o'clock in the morning, runs through 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, April the 8th.
And in Connecticut, of course, in Cornwall on the 8th, the Cornwall Village Meeting House once again has an annual event going on.
Yeah, the Cornwall Historical Society have an annual Norman Dawson Lecture. It's always in the sort of honor of Dawson's memory. And this year, they've asked Susan Herman, who's the president of the National ACLU, to come and give a lecture. And the subject she's chosen is A Republic, If You Can Keep It. I suspect that Susan's main theme is going to be particularly relevant this year, because it's all about the importance of constitutional protections for everyone. I'm not sure why I should say that particularly this year, but anyway, no. I mean, I think it obviously is particularly interesting. So it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Village Meeting House, which is on 8 Bolton Hill Road in Cornwall. And you can go to the Cornwall Historical Society's website and get all the full details and see whether you need tickets and all that type of thing. That's Sunday, April the 8th, if you have a chance to get that. Sounds really interesting.
And this will conclude our live event from London today with Mark Williams. Maybe he'll be back in the States next week. Mark, have a safe trip back.
Thank you very much, Marshall. Look forward to it. See you soon.